What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Lens Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Brooke.
And I'm Austin.
And I'm Cherie.
Hi, Cherie.
Hello.
Yes, we have another special guest today. My friend Cherie, she is the owner of Couture Events by Cherie, a small business here in Charlotte. She plans events and weddings, and we're excited to have her and talk about specifically planning a styled shoot and just how photographers and event planners can network together and learn from each other. So, Cherie, just to start, just tell us a little bit about your background. How did Couture Events by Cherie get started? How did you get into this field?
Well, I attended college in Daytona Beach, Florida at HBCU, Bethune-Cookman College. And as I was there, I was majoring in business administration. And my junior year at Bethune-Cookman, I was working at a Four Diamond resort. And basically, we did a lot of weddings. We did a lot of corporate events. And I began to kind of fall in love with event planning. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. You know, we were meeting so many different people every weekend, you know, flipping rooms. You know, we did two or three weddings a weekend. And I kind of got my foot in the door there a little bit. And as we were working there, we did a lot of events for NASCAR, which you all, NASCAR is like the home of Daytona Beach.
Just
the thing to do. People love come there for races. And I ended up meeting Lisa Kennedy, who is CEO and president of NASCAR. And she would come in our restaurant all the time. And I used to see her. And one day she asked me, she's like, hey, you know, you ever thought about working for NASCAR? And I'm like, I'm good. And she's like, well, not really being a race driver, but doing event stuff with NASCAR. And I was like, you know what? That'd be kind of cool. It's definitely out of my comfort zone. I know nothing about racing, but I do love food and beverage and I love events. So she was like, you know, I have a catering company called AmeriCrown Catering. And basically they travel to all the racetracks, East Coast and West Coast. And they do, you know, we set up, break down, pick out the linen for the clients and that sort of thing. So, I took up the opportunity to work for NASCAR. I worked for them for 13 years as a traveling catering manager. And so that really put, you know, things into a huge perspective. So, you know, it's like a million dollar company that, you know, budgets are, you know, slim to none. You know, it's a fast paced environment, very fast paced. And so I learned a lot business wise on that side. And that's really where I began to see the passion that I want to do for event planning with NASCAR and the Four Diamond resort. And that's really where I get a lot of my high level of service from, because that's all we did was dealt with high end clients. And whether even now, whether my clients are spending $500 or $4,000, they're still getting the same service. You know, I don't you spent $1, so you're going to get, you know, you're not going to get much of me. You know, I just don't do that. I was just trained and taught and, you know, to give everyone the same expectations, no matter what they're spending. So that's kind of how I got into the event planning industry.
And that sounds like good experience. I mean, if you did two to three weddings a weekend.
It was busy.
Yeah, so you really worked hard, which you can see in how you handle your business today.
Right.
So one of the things you mentioned was having the opportunity to meet the owner, is that what you said, of NASCAR?
Uh-huh.
Is that who? Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to networking, how can photographers do a better job of networking with event planners?
I would say, you know, connect on social media. You know, if you follow them and you see their work, you know, it doesn't take a quick second to say, hey, Brooke, you know, I love your work. Let's have coffee one day. Let's chat. You know, those small connections, you know, following their work, you know, that's a connection. Also following up with the email, you know, just a lot of times I like personalized things. So I might go and find their email and just send a small short email, say, hey, I'm Cherie. You know, I'm from Couture Events by Cherie. Just want to introduce myself. I love your work. I would love to work with you sometime or whatever it is, baby. But that small connection goes a long way. And even networking events, you know, each city I know has host networking events for especially event industry folks. And that's a great way to network as well for other photographers and anybody in the industry as well.
Right, right. And it's, even though we have all of the COVID stuff happening right now, like you said, emails and just reaching out over social media, that's a platform where no matter what's going on, we can still connect with other people right now.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people probably even have more time on their hands right now to, you know, be open to connecting too. So that's a really good tip.
Yeah, that's actually how we met, Cherie. You reached out to me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's how we met. Yeah,
I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, actually, everybody that honestly, all of my networks here in Charlotte have been through Instagram. Like, I'm just like, I mean, I've always been that type of person. Like, I'm not afraid to like meet anybody. So I'm just like, hey, how's it going? You know, I've I know it's probably kind of funny, but I have DM Fantasia a lot. Because I am a huge fan and I know she lives in High Point, North Carolina. And I'm like, hey, Fantasia, don't forget me. I would love to do one of your birthday dinners. I'm just hoping that one day she's like, Cherie, just come on up to High Point. But you never know, you know, you just never know. I've done that with Anthony Hamilton too. He's here in Charlotte. So I'm like, hey, if you have another book signing, let me know. I can do the decor or, you know, whatever. But you just never know. You never know who's watching.
Well, and they say, you know, closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't message Fantasia, then, you know, that increases your chances of having an opportunity to work with her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So specifically when it comes to styled shoots, and we're actually planning one together.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yes.
What makes a style shoot successful from your perspective as a wedding planner?
I would say definitely having the vision, you know, having the vision of what it is that you foresee as a photographer, and, you know, we collaborating as me as the planner, but definitely having a vision, having a mood board ready, you know, what color scheme, what kind of mood are we going for, modern, are we going for southern, are we going for chic, you know, what type of style are we going for? Also everyone's role, you know, what is it that you want from me? You know, do you want me to just do flowers and stay in my comfort zone? Do you want to just give me a color scheme and say, hey, Cherie, have at it. You know, I want you to be creative, that sort of thing. But I think at the end of the day, the vision, you know, everyone being on the same page is super important. And it's definitely bound to be a successful style shoot if we all are on the same vision.
Yeah,
no, that I definitely agree with that. So if us as a photographer, you know, or any photographer were to approach you, like you were mentioning the different roles that should be expected. So what would you expect from the photographer when it comes to planning a style shoot? I actually had a situation recently where I kind of feel like the other company was expecting a lot from me as far as finding talent and a location. And I was kind of confused, you know, being the photographer. So what would you expect a photographer's role to be in a situation?
Well, if you're the one leading it, I would definitely say, you know, you have your makeup artists, your models, you know, your florist and tech, if you got food, who's going to do your cake and all that. If there's any gaps, definitely, I think having a planner is definitely essential, being a part of a style shoot, because they have a lot of networks, people they can just call like in 5 minutes and be like, hey, can you do this? And they got it done. But I definitely think you should definitely have, if not a specific person in that place, if you don't, then I would definitely say, hey, this is what I need from you. So when you come to them and you don't have whatever it is that you need, say, hey, Cherie, this is what I need from you. Can you do it? Or, hey, Austin, this is what I need from you. Can you do it? But definitely, I would have majority of it together. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't have a specific person in those places, you know, reach out to your planner. Start reaching out to, you know, even people in the group. Hey, anybody know anybody that does calligraphy? I need a welcome sign or whatever it is, baby. But I would have everyone in place for sure. Especially if you're the lead.
Right. Yeah, I think.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely does. I think when the roles are clearly defined and from the very start of planning, yeah, that will help it so much better.
For sure.
That way, like you said, if it gets to be to a point where we're like, oh, someone forgot about this aspect, everyone even knows who to contact for that too. Like, okay, well, who can even handle that? So,
right.
Yeah, dividing up those roles early on, like at the beginning, I think
it's very important.
Yeah, it sounds it's key.
Yeah,
I know. Sure. With ours, I definitely, when I reached out to Cherie, had, you know, my vision. I knew kind of what look I was going for. I knew
right
the type of location I wanted.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I'm still fairly new to Charlotte.
Right.
So you were really an asset to me to be like, hey, when it comes to calligraphy or when it comes right to hair and makeup, do you have any suggestions? Is there anybody that you've worked with that you would recommend?
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, that I think, you know, I definitely agree. Whoever initiates the the styled shoot,
right,
the lead should really have everything plan, or at least for the most part have an idea of what you want.
Exactly And it's okay. Let me just touch on that. It's funny that you said that. Community over competition. There is it's super important to collaborate. Like, I am a huge advocate of collaborating with other planners, collaborating with other photographers. Like, yes, you know, let's just say you're a planner, Brooke. You and I are two different planners. I have a style of planning. You might have a style of planning, but guess what? At the end of the day, we're both essentially meeting our clients' needs and doing what we need to do to make them happy. We all can eat. There's room for everybody. So there's no, it's not a bad thing for you to reach out to Austin and say, you guys are both photographers. Hey, let's collaborate on this shoot. It's beautiful, actually. You know, it's beautiful when folks can collaborate and really bring all their creative juices together and just make something beautiful. I mean, I just love it. Like, I really, really do. I really want people to move past, just because you see another makeup artist that does the same thing that you do, doesn't mean you can't reach out to them and say, hey, let's collaborate. Let's do a shoot together. Or, you know, whatever it may be. It's nothing wrong with that. So I want people to get out of that. Community over competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I 100% agree.
It adds to, even if it's not a styled shoot, if you're actually have a booked client, it really adds to that client experience. If we were to get booked for the same wedding, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've already worked with Cherie. We already have this great relationship.
It adds
to what we can provide, you know, as far as experience to our customer on both sides.
Absolutely.
So networking is key. All right. So, I mean, tell us what you have going on. I know that you have Meant to Be. You have some, you know, a lot of cool projects that you're working on. So tell our listeners about that.
Yeah. So Meant to Be, it was something that a vision that had been given to me a couple of years ago. We were actually, my husband and I were actually stationed in Okinawa, Japan at the time. And my heart became softened for single moms and, you know, how much they have to go through and, you know, kind of a struggling moment for a little bit. And I experienced a little bit of that when I had my first child. My son, when he was born, my husband was deployed a lot. And so, you know, I had to be there by myself. My husband was gone. And I always had a couple of friends that were single parents and single moms, just doing a lot by themselves. And until you really experience something, you don't really understand how that person, you know, feels or really can sympathize with them. And so when I had a taste of that, I'm like, whoa, like this single parent life, this single mom, this is a lot. Like, I really commend single mothers that have to do it on their own, have to try to navigate and figure it out, how they're going to go, how they're going to feed their kids. Financially, the resources are huge. There are so many resources out there. We just don't know where they are and who, and, you know, where we can tap into them. And so I wanted to create an organization, for almost like a support hub for women, you know, that are single and pregnant, you know, either they, you know, got pregnant unexpectedly, you know, got pregnant young at a young age in high school. You know, not every parent is fond of you know, their 14-year-old getting pregnant. You know, some people just, you know, that's kind of shined upon sometimes, and they're kicked out of the house, they don't have anywhere to go. And so I wanted to create a day where I celebrated these women. They would come to a baby shower that I hosted once a year, and they would get gifts, and we would have door prizes and games and speakers, and just a day to love on them and to let them know, like, someone does care, someone does want to be there for them, and also provide them not only for that day, but resources throughout the year. And so when we moved to Charlotte almost 2 years ago, I got pregnant and I had my baby Halloween. So right after that, I was like, you know what, I'm launching Meant to Be January 2020. And then the pandemic happened and I was like, oh my God, this is really, you know, the pandemic is bad, but this is really amazing that this is happening now, because this year it's just going to be great that I'm going to be able to host this event. And right after this pandemic, you know, they've been quarantined since March. They're under the same regulations as the hospitals and nursing homes. So I partnered with the Crichton Services, also known as the Sarah's House Foundation. And it is a nonprofit here in the city of Charlotte. And they specifically work with single pregnant women in need between the ages of 13 and 24, same age group as my organization. So it's like crazy. It was like in sync, because the same, our missions, our visions, everything is in alignment. And so I contacted them and let them know, like, hey, I want to partner with you all. I feel like your organization is where I want Meant to be planted at. And so they definitely were like open arms, like, come on, let's do it. So the first baby shower was scheduled for August 2nd this year, but we've had to postpone due to COVID. But we are going to have it this year once things kind of settle down and the governor decides what we're going to do with venues and that sort of thing. But I am super excited about blessing these women. I've had so many people from Instagram to Facebook, people I have never even talked to before, that have donated. They have donated their time, money, have sent diapers, wipes. We do have a Amazon baby registry where people can donate as well. And I'm gonna have programs sent out for everyone that has donated, and they're on my website and on my social media as well. But it's just a great, it really warms my heart that people see the vision and they wanna give back, because these women, they deserve it. You know, they deserve this and much more. And I'm probably gonna be like so emotional when we have this first baby shower, because it's like, I just wanna do something for them. You know, I can't imagine being in a house, because they actually stay in Sarah's house. That's where they live. So unless they have had a baby, they have not left that home, and they're there with their babies. So that's it. So, wow. Yeah. So that is why Meant to Be was created. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, all just sounds so amazing. Like, yeah. You, that is amazing that you wanted to do that for them and then made it happen. And It's, I already know it's going to be so successful. If you're behind it, I know it's going to be so successful.
Thank you so much.
And one of the things you said about the resources and people knowing about the resources too, that is so important, because I feel like even here in Central Ohio, there's a lot of resources, but then some people may not have internet. Some people may not have means to go, you know, Google something and find this resource. So any way we can help to share about your
information,
just let us know. So what is your social media information, not only for your event and planning, whatever you want to share, but also Meant to Be as well?
Yeah, absolutely. All for social media, for Couture Events, it's Couture Events by Cherie, and that's at Instagram and Facebook. And Meant to Be is Meant to Be 2020 on Instagram, and Meant to Be on Facebook. So for Instagram and Facebook, for Couture Events by Cherie, and then Meant to Be for Instagram, it's Meant to Be 2020, and on Facebook, it's Meant to Be. And it has a little teddy bear. It's mint green and white.
So okay. I'm gonna grab my phone in the hell right now. So
yeah, for sure. But yeah, we're super excited. I'm just excited to be able to give back to the city of Charlotte. That's definitely I love giving back, and to be able to give back in the community that I live in is super important to me. Super important to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, organizing that Meant to Be.
Absolutely.
I do want to put it on record, since I'm in Charlotte. If you're willing, I would love to offer a maternity session to some of
you. For sure. Absolutely.
So
yeah, that would be great. We'll
chat about that later. But thanks for coming on the show. We're going to
thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we will link your social media in the episode description.
Okay.
That way we make sure that everybody that listens can follow you.
Perfect.
And stay tuned on our Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast so that you can be the first to know what our next episode topic will be.